In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, refuge of sinners, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. This Tuesday of Holy Week, the Church has had different various names for Holy Week. It was sometimes referred to in the early Church as the Great Week, and also the Painful Week, because of them being calling to mind the passion and the sufferings of our Lord. But Holy Week seems to be the one that has stuck and has continued on, probably more appropriately even today, calling to mind the holy mysteries that we recall in the this whole week of in preparation for the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord. These great mysteries of our faith, that our Lord suffered, died, was buried, and rose again on his own power on the third day. Today we hear that from the book of the prophet Isaiah, you know, the kind of the prophesying about how this servant that God will call, who will justify the people, that he will be not just satisfied with saving a few, but he wants his salvation to go to the ends of the earth. And this is part of those passages of the suffering servant that are recounted in the book of the prophet Isaiah, that he has these special passages in his book where he almost gives you in vivid detail centuries before our Lord's passion, these insights and prophetic statements about Jesus and who he will be, the Messiah. And you can see clearly that our Lord is very much being prefigured in this servant who will restore Jacob, and not only that, and the survivors of Israel, but that the salvation of our Lord will go to the ends of the earth. And we see that being fulfilled, of course, in the Church today, bringing the salvation of Christ, the power and the redemption of Calvary, the cross, and the new life that our Lord won for us at the resurrection, being ministered to us here 2,000 years afterwards through the sacramental life of the Church. And truly, we should sing. We can sing of our salvation, and we can glory and praise God for saving us, just as the Jews of the first century of the Church and those Gentiles who heard the proclamation of the apostles first time that it was preached to the nations. They sang and rejoiced that they received this salvation and heard the good news, and we ought to as well. And that we have that opportunity in singing of the salvation of our Lord to also, you might say, evangelize others. We are singing of our salvation when we see it as being so important that we want to bring it to other people. That is why the Church evangelizes. Not because we think that that somehow we're better than anybody else. No, that's the reason we know we have received the truth. We know that that makes us truly better in the sense that makes us holy, it makes us justified, it makes us pleasing in God's eyes, and we want others to have that same grace. We want others to receive the joy of what our Lord has done in his passion, death, and resurrection. And so that is the motivation of the Church's evangelizing, is that it has experienced the risen Savior, who has suffered and died and truly rose from the dead. They experienced it because they saw and touched our Lord. And so we also have in this Tuesday of Holy Week, we recount also that all the sufferings of our Lord, and one of the greatest sufferings of our Lord was that he was betrayed by one of his own, that Judas, who was privileged to be one of the 12, privileged to be in the inner circle with our Lord, to hear all those teachings which the other people weren't maybe privy to, all the special explanations that our Lord gave when he would give the explanations of the parables, and all the graces that came from being, you know, with our Lord in that inner circle of the apostles, and yet Judas betrayed our Lord. And it's a mindful of us, too, that we betray our Lord, too, when we sin, when we don't do what the Master wants, when we don't follow our Lord, when we sell him out for whether it be the world, the flesh, or whatever it may be, that we make some other god some other false god, the one that we worship. And obviously Judas started out with worshiping money. His love for money led him to steal, and stealing led him to despise our Lord and his good things that he was doing, his generosity, even to the point where finally he even betrayed our Lord, because he thought somehow this might, you know, make his master do what he thought he should do. He wanted Jesus to be a different kind of Savior. And we all can fall into that temptation where we try to make our Lord into our image, where we want him to do things our way. And that doesn't work. And so today, as we prepare for the sacred Triduum, let us ask especially pardon for all the times that we have betrayed our Lord, that we have not been faithful to him, when we have chosen something else above him, or placed something else or someone else above him, and that we truly want this time of Holy Week to be where we renew and strengthen our loyalty and fidelity to Christ, as we will be given the opportunity once again on Holy Saturday to renew our baptismal promises, our baptismal vows, to be faithful to Christ, and to be faithful to the gospel, the good news that he preached, and the teachings of the church, which are that gospel for us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.